And now I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. He doesn't actually know who I am, but Thomas Stewart is a friend of pretty much anybody who's ever bellied up to the Oyster Bar at Pascal's Manali Restaurant in New Orleans. He's got a celebrity smile, and he's a bad dude with an oyster knife.
I'm Thomas Stewart, a.k.a. Uptown T, Pascal Manali's restaurant. Been here for 25 years, shucking oysters. Here I am. I'm not going to say I'm the best at it all, but I'm one of the best through the city of New Orleans. No brag. Gotcha. Took me about 2 weeks and a half, maybe, just to learn how to get it open. And once I learned how to get it open, then I was told to cut it. I have the front, and I call it a butt. That's the back of the oyster. But I just give it a little nudge, give it a little twist, get all that out of there, and there you have it, oyster shuck. To control the knife is to control the oyster. And don't be afraid of hurting yourself. That's how you learned how to ride a bike, huh? People come in sometime every day, every other day, have their dozen oysters. You know, people have their own preferences on what they like. If you like horseradish, go for it. If you love olive oil, put it on your skin, rub it. You know, whatever you want to do with it. It's fun, it's crazy. You have to be back here to really see the difference in what people do. You have people like, oh man, I'm gonna come in here one day and eat 15 dozen oysters. I say, okay, come on by. I'll be here, help me out, keep me busy. Because this is what I do, shucking oysters and making people happy. Voila.
See, you hear all that swagger in his voice. He's earned it. Because he can shuck a dozen oysters in a quarter of the time it'll take you to eat them. And, you know, all you have to do is swallow. And I love hearing a man with that kind of pride, because I remember when I learned to shuck oysters, I was a wreck. Like, I was working the appetizer station of a restaurant where, honestly, most of my job was dressing salads, and even then I could struggle to keep up. But when an order for oysters came in, it was like my station was the Bermuda Triangle. Like no food was ever going to come out of it ever again. And, you know, I'd be sitting there struggling, and I'd miss the hinge of the shelf with my knife, or I'd break the shells, or, you know, I'd poke in too hard and gash the oyster meat. And so I was just terrible. But as I got a little better at it, like, once in a while, I could feel like exactly the right resistance when I knew I had the knife in enough. Or I could just tell how firm I had to twist my wrist to pop the hinge open. And every time I could hit it, like, I felt like I was a new person. See, the thing with oyster shucking is that it looks like it's brute force, but it's really this incredible, like, delicate, sensitive dance between your wrist and your eye. And it's a craft that few people perfect. So when you go to an oyster bar and you see someone like Thomas Stewart, watch how easy they make it look. And know that you are in the presence of greatness. And actually, if you do want to watch Thomas work, that clip we heard of him before, that was from a video of him shucking oysters shot by GoNola.com. You can find a link for it at splendidtable.org.